Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Midnight Trucker Podcast.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man.
Slow motion, bro.
You're lying, man. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find us both. Or you can...
That's where you can find you.
You can find me there.
Yeah.
But you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
At Instagram.com. And you can watch and listen to the show. We're on all
platforms.
We're on all platforms. Platforms.
Mother saw us. So please make sure you hit the like.
And
subscribe.
There's a short in these mics, man. What is going on? Don't forget buttons. And make sure you subscribe to the Midnight
Paco. What the suck?
He's shortening these mics, man. Okay, if you didn't know, I am Uzi, okay? Go ahead and follow me on Gram. Okay, I'm on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody.
There's a short in these microphones.
He's lying. He's just fumbling his words. That's what he's doing.
I can write. I'm writing.
Right.
I can write in cursive. I can write. I got a pen.
His OCD is kicking in.
No, it's not.
Are we about to rhyme again?
Oh, no. Look. I gave you guys a sample of my bars. The rest you're going to have to pay for. Simple and point blank. Hey.
I want Ralph Chesman 80s. No.
Wow. Wow. Who said Ralph Chesman is available right now?
Hey, we're being specific. 80s.
He said Ralph Chesman in the 80s.
I heard it.
Man, that's something, ain't it?
I heard it. Folks, I guess you did tell me that's something people got paid for. You got, boy, you want to hear that shit. You want to hear it. It's better than Slim.
That's Slim.
Owning you.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, you know.
Yeah, I can't do Slim. He's an art form.
You already know. We had a couple episodes already.
With Slim. From
112? Yeah,
word.
We rocked that shit.
Yeah, man.
We got a goddamn library of fucking hits.
A library.
Madden and Paco coming strong with the fucking bars.
Bars. For sure, my friendly.
You know, dog.
For sure.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What up, yo?
Man, slow motion, you know.
You ain't lying, bro.
Slow motion. I'm coming up on my third year anniversary of doing comedy, not professionally, but on stage.
On stage.
I don't know when professionally is.
Once you start getting paid.
Well, yeah, but I didn't document that date.
Yeah, right.
So I can definitely document. I know when I start doing it on stage, but okay. Getting paid. And fortunately, yes, we've both been paid for comedy.
We've both been paid for comedy.
So that means that we are both considered professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so that's dope.
That's dope. I mean,
working on my 3 years, and hopefully there's more to come because I enjoy doing it. I enjoy making people laugh.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know what? I enjoy making the audience laugh. Here's the thing. Like, those that know, like, you know, like interacting with me during dark times or not, right. You know, I'm able to pull a laugh out of you, you know, and to me, the payment from that is like taking you out of that dark space and just like, just for a moment or two, just having you laugh for a moment. And to me, that's payment for like if it was $1 million, and yeah. I honest to God, goodness mean that. Just to take somebody out of that place, they're in a dark space, and mm-hmm. just to take someone out of that space for like maybe a minute or so, or you know, a half a minute. That's payment to me. Yeah. I personally enjoy that.
Yeah.
Not to say that I don't want to make a living from this.
Right.
But I personally enjoy that.
No, of course, man. When you see somebody having a bad day, you always want to say, it's hard because you want to be in the moment. You don't want to just say something out of place either, mm-hmm. just to get, you know, but you also want to try and just brighten up the moment or the mm-hmm. day. You know what I mean? It's just, that's my personality too. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're always just trying to make something better. You know, yeah. It's just.
I mean, okay, so in the music, I also often compare music to comedy all the time. But in the music and comedy, you have individuals that's able to like play instruments and make very beautiful music,
right.
and very beautiful songs. And at first, I was just like, in my mind, I was like, wow, what a great person that is to want to create something for everybody to enjoy.
Right.
You know, you do have those individuals that yeah. like can make beautiful music and beautiful songs and genuinely want people to enjoy their songs without like just enjoy it.
An agenda.
Without a like, you know, and I don't want to sound hypocritical, but to just, okay, look, I created this and I hopefully you, your family can enjoy this song or this music that
right.
I created.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel like, same with the jokes. Mm-hmm. If I can do something and make you laugh and make your family laugh or bring you into a brighter space, that's a beautiful thing. But at the same time, it's like, I need to be compensated for this. I need my money.
I need something because,
you know what? These voices that I have that you may or may have not heard, I need to be compensated. I could do these voices. I got some voices that a lot of people never heard, but I need that money first. You know, certain monies, like you said, Ralph Tresvant of the 80s.
Yeah.
I need to get paid for that. I'm not just going to be like out there sounding like Ralph Tresvant in the 80s and not getting paid
for
it. I mean,
technically, that's doing a bit on a show that you may get paid. So you got to kind of work that in because that's worth some, that's some comedy. That's some shit. I like it.
Only you and well, first of all, let me just say this.
Is that behind the scenes info I shouldn't have brought?
No, that's okay. Perfectly fine.
Okay.
It's perfectly fine.
I didn't release a,
not at all. Like, people that know me know that I could do, like, range of voices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can imitate range of people. People that personally know me, they know that.
Yeah.
And that's their...
That's pretty specific.
Well, yeah.
Ralph Tresvant. A lot of people don't even know who Ralph Tresvant is, let alone what he sang in the 80s.
Oh, they know... They familiar with Candy Girl and Cool It Now.
Yeah, I hope they do.
And... Delicious and stuff like that.
I mean, I brought out the 90s on you.
Yeah, that's 90s. I can't do Ralph Tresvant in the 90s, but 80s, I got that on lock.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know who heard all of my voices? And, so who heard all of my voices? And if anybody else heard them, they'll be blown away. But this is a person that may be on their tablet or reading a book or watching TV that heard all of my voices. And maybe every now and then they may look up from whatever they're doing and be like, oh, that one was pretty good. I'm going to tell you who that is. My mother. She heard. She tells me the voices that I do very well.
Right.
She'd be like, oh, you do that one good.
Right.
My mother heard all my voices. And you know,
I usually co-sign.
Yeah, but you haven't heard all of them.
Not all of them. No, but when you say one, I'm like, yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
You bring one out, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like, and, you know, for some reason, I listen to the guys is out, and I hear Godfrey, I hear Jay Farrell. Jay Farrell is awesome. Airy Spears is awesome.
Right.
Godfrey is awesome.
Right.
But when I do a critique of them voices, it's like, my critiques normally comes from a place of, you can do better.
Right.
When Godfrey do Steve, he's spot on.
Yeah.
But when he do that, yuck, he loses me with that. He loses me with that. You better than that. You do a great Steve Harvey, but you do yuck. That's where you kill it. You kill it. It's like boom, 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 wow. And I'm talking, and I'm coming from, you might even say to yourself, who is he to say that? Okay, whatever. You don't know that I do voices. And maybe I'll share with you, maybe I won't. Maybe you can come to my show and find out what I do. Or maybe you can say, like, maybe my voices aren't on point. But I did an interview with my main man. I love him to death. He's out of Canada, Greg Morton.
Yeah, shout out to Greg Morton.
He does voices too.
Yeah, he does.
And I shared with him the history of me looking at these different guys, you know, doing voices. I'm going back. You know, that should tell you, like, you know, Tim Conway, you know, McCullen and Blanc from Looney Tunes, you know, it's like, I'm giving you some names.
Right. I don't know.
Greg Morton.
I know none of those names.
These are guys, you know, Blanc is from not Tiny Toons, but from Bugs Bunny. He did Bugs. He did Daffy. He did Sammy Sam. It's like, whoa, dude.
So how do you know that? You watch the credits?
I look them up.
Okay.
I look them up, and I knew for the longest that one guy did a lot of voices.
Usually they do a lot of different ones.
Yeah, so you got Cullens from... he did the voice for Optimus Prime, and he does other voices. And Greg Morton shared that he did a lot of voices for the video games in the 80s.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Right? Impressive.
And
man,
I can't think of the young lady's name, but she did a lot of voices, including Bart Simpson.
Right, yeah.
And she does a lot of those voices.
I forgot. That was absolutely. When I found out there was a female that did Bart, dude,
what sounds like that as a grown man?
I mean, I was a kid growing up watching Bart.
I get it, but if you think about it as an adult, can sound like a child forever?
I mean,
it got to be a female.
Yeah.
Or me. That could sound like a child forever.
I mean, a lot of people can just lower their voice and sound some weird ass.
Sounds creepy.
Yeah, I guess.
But very few can do a kid voice and sound legit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I know I can't. I can't do voices for shit.
But like
every
I said,
I try, it sounds
I'm a 48-year-old male.
Right.
and I could do a child's voice.
Prove it.
No. That's going to cost you. This ain't for free. Boom, 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 boom. Wow. Whatever.
See people listening, I'm trying to just get it. But
I get it, but you know. I'm
trying to give you something.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk all that. I'm just trying to give them a taste.
Maybe I can't do nothing.
Well, I'm just saying.
Maybe I don't know how. Maybe I try hard. And I don't know how. Maybe I'm just talking spit.
I don't know.
I don't know how to do a voice at all. Maybe the only voice I can do is mine's.
Well, I know that's a lie because I've heard other ones.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I was just trying to get you to do a little fucking kid voice on here.
A little kid voice on here?
Even though we are not for kids.
Not for kids.
Content
at all.
Is not for kids. Every time I post a video, I go, not for kids.
Not boom. For children.
Parental discretion is advised. And that's because of me. I'm the bad one in the group. I'm apologize, everybody. I do the bad stuff. I'll have to figure out, you know, the parameters.
Yeah.
You know. So whatever. I can act right on camera.
Yeah.
What else?
Maybe we'll do a segment, maybe in the future, of like, you know, I'll hit you with all my voices. We could do it like a collage of my voices.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Right. We got somebody, Angelo.
Oh, he's taking notes. Look at him. Professional. Professional.
Maya Angelo.
What the... Michelangelo.
Maya Angelo, which is really like you got a male version of Maya Angelo, which is most deaf.
What is he doing?
And then we got the actress that played Edith Bunker.
What is he doing?
We got Ralph Tresvant of the 80s.
Oh, your voices. Okay, he's writing on the voices. Dr. Now. Dr. Now.
80s. We got Dr. Now.
Dr. Now. Jay-Z.
Why you tell that one? Now people are going to want me to do Jay-Z. Come on, man.
Oh, you know, it's okay.
Jay-Z.
Oh, it's not Jay-Z.
Barack Obama.
Wait, yeah, I remember the bit with Bruce.
Barack Obama, Little Daddy. I'm going to put that in there. Little Daddy.
Little Daddy. Bob Watson.
Bob Watson.
Von Wesley.
Von Wesley.
Huh. Those are locals.
Bob Watson and Von Wesley and Lil Daddy are locals. So those would be my local voices.
I think I have deja vu, dog.
Who are you?
Right here, right now.
Right here, right here?
Right here, right now.
So I got Maya Angelou, people, right? Most Def, Edith Bunker, Ralph Tresvant, and Dr. Now. Should I put down the little kid?
Yeah, little kid. Oh. I haven't heard that one. That's like a fucking special.
Let me just say this. Let me just say this. The little kid one's going to cost you fucking big money. I'm not going to do that one. I'm not going to do the little kid voice because I like to prank calls. I like to do prank calls.
I mean,
calls.
It does sound like Ralph Tresvant of the 80s.
Good news.
That's pretty good. Justin can do Ralph Tresvant of the 80s. That was dope. How you go, Jay? I ain't hear it.
Ooh, watch out.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I still do prank calls because I can't expose all my voices because I won't be able to prank anybody. So I still like to, I personally like to prank calls. So if I expose all my voices, then I won't be able to get anybody.
Back in the day, it was fun doing prank calls.
Man, back in the day, it was fun.
Hilarious. And that was what you did on your fucking spare time.
Let me tell you how I know. Look. And I'm not saying I'm this, I'm all that, or I'm not, you know, but this is what I do know. When you can get your sister, when you can prank your sister and she has no idea who you are the shit. Period.
Legit.
Yeah.
When you can call your neighbor and tell them that you are the sergeant of police and they found your son's missing glove.
And you've done that.
No, but shout out to Damien. Shout out to Damien and Andre. I mean, I was witness. We had good times back in the day. They were fucking kudos. Good times.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a neighbor that, you know, we lost a glove. They're like, this is Sergeant something. Yeah, we had a complaint that there was a missing glove in the neighborhood.
A missing glove in the neighborhood? What?
And mind you, we're like 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? These are the things we do.
They probably, well, okay.
And this is the parent, the kid's parents.
As a defense to the parents, they probably knew you guys were kids and just playing along.
I don't know. He was pretty good. He was pretty convincing.
Okay, so
it's pretty goddamn convincing.
So listen,
I have a Sergeant McFly. Maybe it said Sergeant McFly.
Hold on, I got a cousin. Shout out to my cousin. He's more like a brother than a cousin. Deion Harris. He could do voices, and at the time, I thought he could sound like a grown man. We used to call people and prank phones. But thinking about it back,
it's probably wrong.
No, it's just like. Adults knew that they were kids, like, by the word choices, the things we said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how we sound.
It was just like, what you said, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, they knew it. They had to know. Okay.
Not really.
But, okay.
Come on, man. Don't give credit.
Okay, but.
There's a lot of grown-ass people that are stupid.
Okay, you're right. But sorry. Think about this. If the kids
don't care. Let me put it like that.
But think about this. The kids that was playing on the phone.
Yeah.
Say if they got you or I. Former kids that played on the phone. We not going to play along?
Oh, yeah. We'll play along.
We're going to play along with
it. Anytime I've gotten a prank call, dude, I've been like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Tell me about it. I would keep them going, boy.
Exactly.
As long as possible.
As former pranksters.
And then you try and flip it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, as former pranksters, it's, to me, it's on the same line of, give me five.
Right.
A bad. Down low. Oh, too slow. Like, it's like, we do it. We know it's going to happen.
Right.
But we play along.
Right.
So it's like, thinking back, like...
But that's what you don't get no more. It's prank calls.
No, and it's just not the same. Playing on the phone. Like, you could be playing on the phone right now, and then hit the end button. Boo, that's whack. That's ain't whack. Nothing like...
That's whack.
Ain't nothing like the... Or...
Oh, yeah.
Or the... You know, I even got to a point where I was playing on the phone... And I used to hang up slowly. I even had a technique of hanging up, you know, because on the receiver, you can hang up the wrong way. It won't hang up, but you can hear it. So I used So I used to slam it down the wrong way and then rattle it the other way. I would turn the phone over and be like, and then like, let it drop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like playing on the phone is a skill. That's a lost art, just like safe cracking. You know, like, these kids don't know nothing about playing on the phone. We had phone books to go by. We called people out by name.
You really sound like safe cracking.
Absolutely. It's a dying art. Playing on the phone is a dying art, like safe cracking. So, you know, 100%. Like, it's nothing like, okay, playing on the phone and then, like, hanging up. That's whack.
That's wacky.
Whack
shit.
Is what? It's nothing like the dial tone. Look, if back in the day, before you played on the phone, you first had to hear, ooh. If you didn't hear, ooh, that means your phone wasn't on, it wasn't working. All right? So... It was one of my favorites was, hey, what's
you're
up?
You're lying, you pick it up.
Okay, so you be like, yo, hey, my friend Tone want to holler at you. You want to talk to him? They be like, yeah, let me holler at him. And you hang up so they can be like,
yo, remember this shit? When call waiting, you used to have to, hey, hold on, I got to beep.
Yeah,
call. Hey, yeah, hold on, I got so-so on the other, hold on.
Well, you still have call wait now.
I know, but what I'm saying is when it first came out, like, yeah. even the ones you hang on the wall, you had to hold down the thing
for
like a second, and then it would click over to the other line.
Or you was like, let me tell you what killed the game of playing on the phone for me. Star 69 killed the game. They'll Star 69, you'd be like,
I know you called right now.
Did you just call here?
And order pizza?
I was like, huh? I just woke up. What are you talking about? I was sleeping. What? You just called here. Huh? I just woke up. No, I did. Yes, you did. I'm like, they was like, I Star 69'd you. And then I was like, fuck.
Damn. Fuck. What's the Star 69?
Like, it wasn't me. I'm asleep. It could have been my brother. You just called here. No, I was asleep. Yes, you did. I Star 69'd you. I'm like, I was asleep. So.
Oh, shit.
All right, Star 69 killed the game. That's hilarious. And then the second thing that killed the game was the caller ID box. So it was a box.
100%. That just gave it away. It was a box
that used to be like,
just tattled on you.
What number is calling in the box? And then they came out with phones that had it on the phone. And I'm like, this is terrible.
But you know what it did? It just gave the number who was registered to that phone. So basically, it's your parents.
It's your parents, but it's just like, come on.
Anytime you see that name, you're like,
I mean, I used to
I know who that is.
And I'm going to tell you, let me tell you how advanced I was in playing on the phone. I didn't just leave it at the home. I took it to the payphones. I knew how to make the payphone ring. I would set it up for it to ring. I'll hang up and walk away and watch people answer the payphone. Like, look at this dumbass.
Remember when you were able to do like 1-900 numbers for free on them motherfuckers?
I never figured out how to do that.
There was some.
My family hated me because Santa Claus was on a 900 number. And
you called it all the
time? No, I didn't call it. They did. And I was like, I want to talk to Santa. And I got on the phone like, yeah, Santa, let me get a And then it hung up and everybody was mad at me because Santa Claus hung up. I was like, yeah, Santa, let me tell you what I want.
There was a payphone like a few blocks, probably 2 blocks up from my house on the corner by a convenience store. So we would go up there and call the 1-900 number for like a... I forget what it was, like jukebox. It was some shit on TV where you call and pay for videos.
What about the chicks that's like, we're 19? Not them?
I probably called some of them filthy ass numbers just to listen.
So you just talk about to order CDs?
No, order videos. To watch videos on TV?
Ah.
What was it? There was a
video box, wasn't it?
I don't know what it was.
But it was called the box.
There was a channel where you would call and you could request videos.
The box. It was called
the box.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'd go up there, and you could request, like, 5 at a time. So I would go up there, request them, and I'd go down there, and I'd fucking sit and wait, and I'd record them bitches on the VCR.
So you request them on the payphone.
And then I'd go down to the house, because I'm 2 blocks away, and I would record them on the VCR. Yep. Bam. Not DVR, people. VCR.
VCR video... cassette recorder. That's what VCR stood for.
You had to hit play and record at the same time to record with the big ass tapes.
And then with the big tapes, but they had a smaller tapes out. You know what they were called? Beta!
Beta!
A lot of you guys are out here. You think you're alphas, but actually you're betas!
Well, yeah, you guys are, but we all ain't. No.
We know who the betas are. All the betas know who they are.
Yeah, you do.
Beta males.
I'm an alpha. That does some beta shit.
Listen.
Sorry.
This dude. He breaks his Reese cups into 4s. Okay. Us alphas know.
Mm-hmm.
That when you open a pack of Reese cups. Mm-hmm. Peel the paper off.
Yeah.
You put the Reese cup in your mouth. And if there's any residue of Reese, you scrape it off with your teeth and you move on to the next one. Not this guy. This guy here breaks his shit into 4s.
4s.
and eat it like this. He breaks it into fours, like beta.
Savor each little fucking.
No, savor beta. Yeah. Some beta shit to do. It's not what we do as alphas. You can't be an alpha and eat your Reese's cup like beta.
You can. I can smash my Reese's like any other motherfucking alpha. But I like to enjoy my Reese's cup. I like my Reese's cup. And I chose to enjoy my Reese's cup. So I'm going to take a piece and I'm going to take it and I'm going to go. I like the chocolate and the peanut butter. That's the second piece.
What the?
That's the third piece.
The third piece?
Hold on. That's the fourth piece. Now, that whole interaction was better than...
Next. Hey, you know what?
Come on, man.
Chime in on this right now.
You can all
understand this here.
And be hairy. And be stinky. Go ahead, alphas. You groom yourself?
Bola! Who eats a Reese cup? A small Reese cup like this here. In fours.
This guy right here.
Beta!
Negative.
A beta man.
But you know what I enjoy and I got you hooked on?
Pistachios. First of all, I was eating pistachios. And I was eating them all the way dated back to when they were red. And the red is probably bad for us.
Yeah, dye.
Yeah, the red dye. Your shit would be all fucking red. Yeah. Your lips would be red.
Right.
You can't be fly with that. You can't get jiggy with it. Looking like he got nail polish and lipstick on. I think that was the purpose. To make all alphas look like they got on nail polish.
I was going to do it.
And lipstick.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
You think that was the plot?
Is it that what happened?
I mean, look at the future.
Maybe.
Bangers!
Yeah, so that's why I for this point forward, I eat... Alpha pistachios.
We gotta break the fucking shell off. Yeah. None of these goddamn just buy it shellless pistachios. What like, kind who, of people who eats are you?
Shellless pistachios. Who first does of that? All,
who's lazy?
Look, first of all, if you eat shellless pistachios or shellless sunflower seeds, right? This is what I need you to do. I need you to think about, especially with the sunflower seeds. Think about how they got out the seeds. How do you crack the sunflower seeds?
That's somebody.
All day until they got a bag full. Talk about shellless sunflower seeds. And even though you could crack the pistachios with your hand, they do it the same way. And somebody, they could be kids, they could be immigrants, they're...
Right. Just fucking teeth of steel.
And then
baby.
Once they get them in the bag, they put a little salt in them, shake them up, and they sell them to you.
Enjoy. Your salty ass.
Your
pissed ass.
Your shellless
peeled
sunflower
ass.
Seeds or pumpkin seeds.
Or pistachios.
Or your pistachios with no
How
shells.
How dare you?
Enjoy.
What the hell?
Enjoy somebody's saliva. Okay?
But they're off the chain, right?
Pistachios? You know what? I'm gonna tell you. The pistachios are good, but let me tell you. You're cracking them open. You grooving and you moving and grooving, and then you get a bad one.
Get a bad one.
And you like,
oh, what the fuck
what?
Was
and
that?
Like, what the? Hold on, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what I do. I get the bag. As soon as I come across one of those bass pistachios, I'm grabbing a bag and I'm calling that 800 number. I'm like, you mother effers. You saw this black crustacean. Pistachios are supposed to be like brown and green. You saw this rotten black thing.
Nasty.
Nasty, disintegrated pistachio, but you let it pass. And you put it in the bag that I bought. This is terrible.
Terrible, people.
Absolutely terrible.
Unacceptable.
Same thing. Hey, I do the same with M&M's. Mm. I'm moving and grooving. I get the big M&M bag with peanuts. I'm moving and grooving, and I'm eating the M&M's like, awesome.
Party. Ow.
And you get a nasty M&M, and it stopped the press. You be like, hold up. Stop the presses.
Right?
What you the? And you like, eh?
You know the dude working was like,
like, yeah, we're going to make this one the blue one. Where did he get a load of this one, guys? Oh, shit. Wait. Oh, shit. So they put that.
Right, white guy. Yeah.
White guy?
Like,
okay. I'm going to put white male.
That was good.
Next to Jay-Z.
Was white. That a, is that like 80s white guy? It's Trevor. That sounded like a Trevor.
Actually, to be honest with you.
Was that Trevor?
Actually, man.
It was not Eugene.
The white guys do not change. It's been the same all through the years. But
that's pretty
good. I'll put it down. Thanks.
Got to.
Thank you. So, with the M&M's, it's like you moving and grooving, you eating peanut M&M's, and you like, what the that?
Fucking Trevor.
And it's like, I do the same thing. I'm calling the company. I'm like, yo, 1-800-M&M's or whatever the fuck. I'm calling like, yo, hey, I'm enjoying my M&M's, and I got the family pack, meaning I'm feeding my family. With these M&M's.
What are you trying to do to my kids?
With my family.
They are going to hate M&M for life. You're lucky I bit the bullet and told them no.
I bit the bullet.
M&M's are good.
Yes.
But this one's bad.
But what type of quality control you have?
Who is running that press?
When you're sending these peanuts that looks like they've seen better days. These rotten peanuts, they look different from the other peanuts. A good, wholesome peanut is like tan in color, and you see it whole. But the one that you let get through was black and roasted. Rotten to the core.
Looks roasted.
With mold.
With mold.
With microscopic maggots.
Ew.
And all you guys did was run it through the mill.
Cover it with chocolate.
With candy coating. Mm. And said, wait till they get a load of this. Wait till they get a load of this one.
In the center of your family bag.
In a family pack. You guys have no...
That sounded like Greg Martin right there.
Family?
Family pack.
I'm just saying. When you
write Greg Martin on that list.
Well, I told Greg Martin when I met him. I said, hey, Greg Martin, I do voices, and when I'm done talking to you, I'm probably going to imitate you.
Right.
I told him that to his face.
He has that cadence.
Yeah, he does. That I'll sound. Put Greg Martin on there.
You got to put that on there.
I don't know what's up with this pen.
Pens suck, man.
This pen is...
I had a pen in my pocket and it fell apart. I don't know how that shit happened.
No, this is a... Wait a minute. You had a Sharpie on the table. Look, this is a Sharpie.
Sharpie. You can...
And Sharpie makes pens. Put that on the
list. You can find
can you put that on
link
the
link in the description.
Absolutely, the link in the description.
Get all your Sharpies from wherever, Amazon.
This is a Sharpie pen.
Look at that. They got Sharpie pens.
Absolutely. That's all I use, a Sharpie pen. And this is a Sharpie marker.
I use them all the time.
When I was younger.
At the job.
Before I was able to, I won't say that because I don't want kids to do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that, kids.
Yeah.
Don't draw nobody. Unless you're going to put the Circle of Doom.
Circle of Doom, or unless you can draw.
Yeah, if you can draw, tag.
If you can't draw.
Don't do stick figures. I mean, unless they're funny stick figures. Because you can put like dicks and shit on stick figures.
What? Pause. The bugs.
You know how tall kids draw? Silly shit.
Oh, I don't do it.
I don't do it.
I never did it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
So I do have a show coming up. If anybody in the Cleveland, Ohio area, I have a show coming up at the Caramu House, the Great Caramu Theater. It's located on Quincy. I guess we'll put the address on. It's on March 23rd. That is a Saturday. And if you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, please come by and say hello.
Yes.
Say hello. I will be there. I'll be doing my jokes. So come through and check it out. That's all I have to add at this time.
That is awesome. At least you have something coming up.
Thank you.
You know, I'd like to say I do, but no shows currently.
Not at this time, but they're coming.
Oh, they're coming. Oh, we got guests coming, too.
Yeah.
Hey, we're planning, people, we're throwing this out there, Midnight Paco Golf Tournament. Proceeds go to charity, of course.
Yes. Hey, you know, right now we're in our winter.
Yes.
Next week or coming up, we got daylight saving time coming.
Mm-hmm.
So look, let's see who got their golf skills. My golf skills suck.
Terrible.
But I want to work on them.
I love
all golf. You comedians out here or anybody that's interested. Midnight Paco's going to throw in a golf tournament.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coming up soon. Summertime, people. We're going to put it out. TBA, is that what they say? To be announced?
To be announced.
You got to get all the details together, but that's a thought.
It's going to look like, what, four teams? Four teams of four?
Yeah. It's going to be a scramble.
Teams of four scramble, so
you know.
I'm predicting that we're going to have the best fucking squad.
I mean, we got a ringer. I got a ringer bringing in. I'm sorry, people. I got a ringer.
We got more to come. Like, I got somebody that can, you know, help out.
All right.
Yeah. So if you beat us, it'll be impossible.
I enjoy it. I have fun. I
suck, but I still think that we're going to be the best.
I always told my father we'd be out there golfing. And I'm like, you know what? Because after a good shot, you feel fucking incredible, right? You know, you're just like...
A good shot. What does a good shot look and sound like? A good shot looks and sound like...
Far and straight.
Far and straight. And you hear that ping.
Yeah.
Perfect ping.
Just fucking... Everything feels good. You just... Boom, man. Ping. Just...
And then they go... And you be like, yeah, I am a professional.
Big doggy!
You hear that...
Boy.
And you see that motherfucker go straight down the middle.
And you know what I say to my father? Motherfuckers better be glad I ain't out here every day doing this. Because I'd be a professional.
Hey.
I get out 3 times a year.
Last summer and I got out. Not at all. I didn't even make it to the driving range. But that's going to change this year.
We got to get to the shooting range too, though.
Driving, shooting, pitching.
I fucking zero my goddamn rifle.
Oh, you talking shooting range.
You're shooting range.
Oh.
I got to take my rifle and fuck it.
Yeah.
Zero that bitch in.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Revolution's coming. No.
Man, where can they find you at, Jay?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
You can find me at the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram.com. This guy has a website.
Ooh, JustinFullerComedy.com, people. Just Google Justin Fuller Comedy.
Or you can just Google or ask Siri or Alexa
who we are.
It'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please hit the like.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribe. And notifications.
It'll be right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be right there.
Show.
Hey, shout out to OCB.
Shout out to Old Crippled TV. Bastard.
Yo. I can't walk.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep doing the damn thing. Check the link in the descriptions. Make sure everybody follows. Love everybody. See you next week. Hey, we got some guests coming.
Oh, the guest is coming. Oh, the guests? They coming.
They coming.
They coming.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.